So for holding a bird, you always want to keep your hand very still. Pretend you're like a branch.
Raptor curator Chloe Goodson stands in front of 3 9- and 10-year-old girls wearing leather falconry gloves. For the past several weeks, they've been learning everything there is to know about raptors. Now they're about to hold one of the birds they've been learning about.
How do you feel, Sophia?
I'm really worried I'm going to drop Dylan.
That's 10-year-old Sophia Sosa. Dylan is a tiny eastern screech owl, about 4 or 5 inches tall. Goodson transfers Dylan from her gloved hand to Sophia's.
You ask him to step up.
Step up.
Step up. There we are.
He's super light.
Dylan perches on Sophia's hand and swivels his neck around.
His ear tufts are up. They're sort of in a position where he shows like interest in his surroundings, but not fear or alarm. He doesn't seem to be shuffling around on the glove or anything. He's just standing there still while looking around, keeping an eye on everything. Yeah, he seems very calm right now.
Goodson says the kids have been waiting for this.
From the first day of orientation to now, it's just been building up steadily. For the first week of February, we are already had kids that said, I can't wait to hold Dylan or Screech Owl or Hunter or Barred Owl. And they just have been waiting patiently.
When I first came here, I thought it'd be really cool to handle owls. And then when I heard about the Junior Raptor Handler Program, it got my hopes up really high.
That's 10-year-old Emily Groves. Since the three students who are present today are all pretty young, they didn't get to hold the larger owl, Hunter. He's reserved for kids with more arm strength. These birds live here at the Bald Eagle Foundation because they're not fit to survive in the wild.
They each sustain an injury that makes it so they'll never be able to be released. Dylan is blind in one eye, and Hunter actually had a wing injury.
The foundation houses 12 raptors right now, including 3 eagles that have sustained injuries. They are not part of the youth raptor handlers training. The kids can help feed the eagles, but federal law requires eagle caretakers to be at least 18 years old.
It's just better to play it safe since eagles can take down deer and other large animals in the wild.
If the students do want to come back when they're older and train with eagles, they could. Goodson says one of the goals of the program is to recruit the students as volunteers.
So in a small town like Haines, we need all the help we can get, really.
Sophia, who was nervous before, warms up to holding Dylan on her second turn. She says he's probably the cutest animal she's ever held.
I've really never held a bird before. I have seen birds, but I've never held a bird. So this is really new for me.
At the class graduation in May, the students will leave with a youth raptor handler certification. The Bald Eagle Foundation hopes some of the kids will come back and volunteer, but they also hope that handling raptors up close instills a sense of respect and care towards birds that the kids might not have had before. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.